Anna, I've always wanted to go to your bedroom with you.
Welcome to Anna's boudoir.
That was not what people expected if they tuned into the last 2 weeks of episodes where we did very serious, sensible conversations with some high-profile guests. This week, we're back to just having
reality.
Fun. Reality. And you were going to come and delve into the knicker drawers of Anna and Claire. You will see the horrible pieces of our wardrobe that we will probably never share on Instagram, but we'll also talk about some of the lovely things that we're very proud of, which have remained a part of our closed doors for many years and many decades to come.
I feel like I'm going to be the biggest letdown. I feel like, do you know what? There's nothing exciting here to be seen. And you're not coming in my knicker drawer, love.
All I'm going to say is that I can see right now on this Zoom call that Anna has a very sexy velvet headboard. So I'm very intrigued to go and find out what more we're going to discover through this episode. If that is not a teaser for you to keep listening, hit subscribe and follow, I do not know what we can pull out, else we could pull out the bag.
Nothing.
Right, play the ukuleles.
I'm really sorry to tell you, Claire, it's not velvet.
Is it not velvet?
No, it's more like, do you know how you describe it? Like a coarse material.
It looks
material.
Like the type of thing that I'd like to put my face against.
Like, it's not a soft fabric.
Oh.
No, but it's studded all the way down, top to bottom.
Well,
it's not as dodgy as it sounds, but yeah. Should we move on from my headboard?
I'm intrigued to know whether you have any studded clothing items in your wardrobe.
I did find a studded top before, actually, and threw it in the bin straight away. Binned it.
Well, look, welcome to the Slimming World podcast. I'm Claire. She's Anna. Welcome to you if you're new to the game. We both follow the Slimming World plan. We are sponsored by Slimming World. But these are all our own personal experiences, our own views of how we kind of interpret the plan, the fun that we have. Because the idea is that, yeah, you're losing weight, but it could also be quite fun. I'm a member. Anna's a consultant. Obviously, it goes without saying, if you're about to embark on a weight loss journey, please do check with your doctor. You know, if you have any concerns, and we always advise, join a group, find a consultant, get some support. It's so much better when you have a team that are behind you, championing you when you do this stuff, because it's so much harder on your own. But Anna, like, today is a subject that it's been a big part of my why, I think, of why I came on this weight loss journey, clothes. Like, what do you think when I say the word clothes to you?
I'm obsessed by them. Obsessed. I've got too many. So when we moved house into our new house, I had 5 wardrobes. And we bought a new build house that came with no wardrobes. So you can imagine my husband's delight at the amount of clothes, you know. I think, well, I can't even remember the total amount, but it was nearing 100 pairs of pyjamas. You know what I mean? Like, currently have 38 pairs of black leggings. Like, I'm obsessed. And I think where I'd got to with clothes is they had become something that I was so embarrassed by when I was bigger, that the moment I felt comfortable or more comfortable in my skin, I was just buying so many of them. So there's been some massive fashion faux pas along the way. There's equally been some things that have brought me, you know, when you look at some clothes and they bring you utter joy just by looking at them, they're like, they spark a memory, or that you remember how good you felt in it, or you just look at the fabric and you get excited. Like, I get an awful lot of joy from clothes, and I fed that along to my nearly 4-year-old daughter, to the point where she probably has as many clothes as I do.
See, 5 wardrobes, that's incredible. But like, the thing for me with clothes is if you look at photos of me over the last, say, 5 years, I've gone from like always wearing black leggings, very black clothes, things that kind of were elasticated and stretched, and the colour just disappeared through those photos. You could do black and white photos and it would make no difference. And I was kind of thinking, you know, I'm kind of nearing the end of my journey now. and just how colourful. Like, I'm almost craving colour in my wardrobe again. And the feeling that I have now, like, you know, being 5 stone lighter, is that I love how I can go in my wardrobe and whatever I pick out will fit. And I remember so many, like, nights out with the girls, birthdays, which were ruined because I just, in the kind of words of the Smiths, I didn't have a stitch to wear, you know, and it would ruin me. And I would look at photos, and I still actually, we're going to kind of delve through some of our items in a minute. Like, I'm literally sat on my floor, and right next to me there, you can probably hear, is my chest of drawers. But I actually found a blue dress the other day, and it fits me now. If anything, it's a little bit baggy. But I remember wearing that, squeezing into it at my biggest, and how it kind of almost burst at the seams. And I'm really glad that I kept that blue dress, because it just reminds me, and the way that I feel, I think, is something that I think we overlook in this journey. Like, you know, we've talked before, like, where you're, the scales, the numbers rule your head. But this is almost an episode where let's just put aside the numbers for a second and talk about clothes feeling. Because you say this a lot, don't you, about, you know, we talked about the whole report card, but how you feel and using, say, an item of clothing or a few bits of clothes, like, as a bit of a barometer.
Yeah, I have 3 skirts that are my barometer. I have nothing in my wardrobe apart from these 3 skirts that don't fit me. So nothing that's too big and nothing that's too small. Like, because I've gone to those days where I'm slimming into something, or I'm giving myself the opportunity to grow back into something. But I have these 3 skirts that have really strong emotional attachment, but I use them as, okay, if I can fit into this, it means X, Y, and Z. If I can't fit into this, it means X, Y, and Z. And it's actually a really good way for me to pop that one. There's a little tiny leopard print, of course, mini skirt that literally I feel fabulous in. And I know that if I can do that up and sit in it comfortably, my weight is bobbing along okay. The moment that gets tight, without going anywhere near the scales, Anna, you need to step away from the chocolate. But it's also remembering that can be really quickly rectified. So it always makes me feel good, like, you know, when you're fully gone for it and I can pop the skirt on and 3 pounds down and it fits really nice. It's a real boost psychologically as well, because I think, I don't know if you find this, but the days I'm in an outfit and I feel fab, my head is held up high, I walk better, I walk into a room with more confidence, I'll attack, like, my day better. Yeah, you know, at the moment, they can't see us, but I'm in, like, a hoodie and tracksuit bottoms, not feeling very well, hair not done. I don't feel my best. I think my clothes, when I get dressed up, do my makeup, my hair, allow me to kind of meet the world in a better way.
Oh, she says this. She's wearing a real bright power pink hoodie. She's got makeup on. I mean, I haven't even had a shower. I've got no makeup on, and there's nothing wrong with me. And you've got various health conditions. I think you've made more of an effort, frankly. Thank you very much.
I think there's a confidence thing, isn't there? And this is like, so you are very much more chilled in your own skin than I am. Like, I wouldn't rock up anything that was apart from seeing Phil and Daisy and my mum and my brother maybe without having put some makeup on. Like, I do the nursery one without makeup on, but the rest of it, I don't feel confident, whereas you do. So it's really interesting, because I think I'm much more high maintenance than you are, Claire. Like, you're very one with the earth and, like, walking, and my ideal, like, day would be a day in the hairdresser drinking coffee, you know what I mean? And I think that may be why I come to the Zoom in a bright pink hoodie with some makeup on.
You know what, I think I,
do you get
I
me?
Yeah, I do. I think I just got tired of being horrible to myself in the last few months. I think the stuff that doing this podcast, the people who we've spoken to, the subjects that we've really been talking and discussing, I've just started to get to the point where I'm like, I just don't care. Like, not in a kind of, like, I'm slobbing out or anything.
No, but not at all, yeah.
I'm tired of being horrible to myself, and I just want to be kinder. I'm starting to get used to this idea. I'm getting on the train, I think. Occasionally I need to get off and be horrible to myself again, because that's what we've learned to do. But
yeah.
I just, and I think you're right. There's something about, yeah, I do want to wear nice clothes. And I think the big part of it is feeling like, A, you deserve it. Like, I deserve to, you know, look great, feel great. Another thing is that you feel like it's okay for people to look at you and get attention, because when you've been feeling not so great, a bit bigger, a bit bloated, whatever your situation is, you do want to disappear like I did in the black leggings, black top. You want to hide in the shadows. And there's something about when you put, like, I've just got an orange top. Let me show you this, right? I've got an orange top here, and it is a pow orange. I got this in the last like couple of weeks. And then I've got like some
burnt
maroon,
orange. I like that.
Maroon cropped trousers. Now together they're amazing, but I've also got a pink and gold pair of brogues, and I had pink, bright pink socks on, and I went to the office where I'm working at the moment, and I walked in wearing those, and I was like, I am here. It is grey outside, but I am here and I'm colourful, and I'm, you know, if people want to say, wow, you look really colourful today, I'm like, yes, I do. And I'm cool with that. Whereas before I wasn't. And I think it's interesting, right? Because I was looking through our inbox and I was thinking there must be other people who are looking at clothes in a different way. So like Carol sent us a message, and she was talking about a particular brand, which is an American brand, where now she can buy size 2 clothes. And she never dreamed that this was possible. She sold her size 14 to 16 clothes. She has bought sizes 10 to 12. I mean, Peter also was saying how he's gone down 1 to 2 clothes size. You know, he has lost a stone. He lost a stone in time for his wedding. He dropped clothes sizes for that and how that made him feel. Even Kayleanne sent us a message. She was listening to, I think, the last episode we did about clothes was when we did the Dress to Impress before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And she was saying that episode really resonated with her because she hadn't actually even thought about buying new clothes for years. She just didn't think that she was worth it. And just after Christmas, her mom started telling her to buy some. Her husband chimed in because he's been telling me for so long. She caved and she forgot how having new clothes can make her feel. To me, this is a mini mental health win on a very long road. Good for you, Kaylee. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Because I've started looking at wedding rings. Like, you know, that feels like quite a big thing.
Massive thing. I know.
And do you know what I thought? There was a ring that I kind of had made as a mock-up. And I was wearing it. And
she's gone from looking at rings to mock-ups, gang. Did we hear that? Did we hear that little drop in there? Hold on.
It's very scary. It's a whole different world for me, like looking at underskirts and fancy laundry and floaty dresses. It's not kind of my scene. But anyway, this ring thing, right? I had a mock-up made because I'm looking at a wooden ring, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I freaked. I was like, I can't get it off. Oh my God, it's stuck. Maybe I need to. And then I started going through this thought processes of, maybe I need to get a much bigger one because, you know, what if I start to get bigger, then, you know, I might have to like get it cut off or I might be trapped. And I kind of had to stop myself, like, you know, where the thought process is going to escalate there. When I hit pause, I kind of thought, wow, I am still in my mind thinking that I'm going to put all this weight back on. Like, I still, although I've maintained my weight loss for a year and a half, I still massively fear that I'm going to put this weight back on.
I think that's really natural though, Claire.
Yeah, but this episode kind of made me think, that I know there is stuff in this wardrobe, like behind me, that I'm probably actually holding on to.
Get rid of it!
Because I don't believe that I'm going to be able to stay at Target. And it was a real kind of like, whoo, a big moment at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, I need to document this in my journal right now.
I have my best moments at 3 a.m. Yeah.
No, but you know, do not. Nobody has their best moments at 3 a.m. Come on. Whether you're sober or drunk.
No, best thought processes. The things you think about at 3 a.m. though, don't you often think like, oh my God, I wish I could remember that because this is a genius idea. You know, it was a massive game change for me, Claire, the moment I threw all those clothes away. Although literally, I'm really quite strict on getting rid of my clothes, like giving them away, selling them. Like I can't hold on to them anymore because of what I did before with holding on to them so I could grow back into them. And it's such a liberating thing knowing that everything I have in my wardrobe, I love, I can wear, and it makes me feel good. Rather than having anything that has those, you know, negative attachments now. Like for a long time, I had the outfit I had on when I had to fly home and my dad was dying, and the outfit I wore to my dad's funeral. And I had them in my wardrobe, and they had such negative connotations, but I felt really guilty about getting rid of them. The moment I got rid of them, the burden was released. So I don't think a lot of people realise how much attachment happens with clothes as well. Like, have you not got lucky knickers? And I don't mean in like a like luck getting lucky knickers, but have you got not got like knickers or a bra that you wear when good things happen?
Can I just be honest?
You don't wear any.
No, right. I'm gonna hold up a pair of pants right now. Okay, these are absolutely massive. Okay, in fact, I don't even know what size. Oh look, it's so old. You can't even see what size it is. Like, but I love these pants, like, and I've got about five pairs of them, but they do nothing for me. And if I am to be, you know, a married woman, like, is this who I want to be? If there was a TV show and people went through my wardrobes and they showed my underwear drawer, I would be ashamed. So I am going to make a pledge here and now. In the next week, I will buy some new pants. I mean, I know it's very difficult right now because there are not like loads of shops open. Like, you know, you just pop to your standard cheapo high street chain and just buy a new.
Yeah.
Honestly, but this, I looked at my pants and I thought, this is not who I am anymore.
But remember,
the size of it.
But do you know what, Claire? They served that Claire well.
They did. And they still, you know? Yes. Yes.
And I think with knickers, remember, I think you only need seven pairs of knickers. Right.
Well, according to my physics teacher, this is all I remember about A-level physics. You basically need like one pair of a thong. You can wear 6 days. You can wear one pair because you turn it around and then you turn it inside out.
Shut up.
I'm kidding.
I think this podcast is it. But no, my grandma used to say one in the wash, one on and one for an accident. Do you know what I mean? But we do need different, and you know, Phil tells me this about underpants. So guys, I'm not leaving you out here. He has ones that he wears for work because he's got quite a physical job. He has ones when we go out and, you know, when we used to go out and have a nice night, like he's got special pants. And then he's got some for just chilling out. Like, I didn't know boys had degrees of pants as well. So, but I think you start from the basics, you start from the bottom up and it helps. Remember when we went and got bra fitted?
You know, yeah,
what I mean? That was, yeah. I mean, so let's good. Not talk about that. But having good bras for us ladies, A, makes you feel better, but your clothes sit better as well, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And you really, you feel so better. I mean, we said, didn't we, after that was
up.
That was one of our episodes a couple of years ago. It was clothes shopping. And we went to this high street store. We got fitted, we got made over. And it was really fascinating just to have like another opinion of like what someone else, like, I mean, I didn't choose this jumper. I went on a website where you type in your style, they send you a box of items. If you don't want it, you don't have it.
That really works for you, doesn't it?
But I never realized that green is my color, apparently. Mm. With my brown hair and blue eyes, apparently green is a great color for me. I would never have picked green. Ever.
But that's because you've taken, someone else has taken the decision out of your hands, hasn't it? And then you're choosing much bolder things because they're being shown up to you, whereas you would have avoided them. I think it's really interesting now we're not, or haven't been able to go shopping and doing online shopping. I've become braver doing online shopping because it can come to my house. I can try it on the comfort of my own home and kind of make some choices and then send it back. Whereas I would have skirted around it in a shop and, you know, maybe thought, oh God, is that really okay for Anna to try on? So it's interesting how the whole shopping experience can also affect what you buy and what you don't buy as well. Like, you know, if you're enjoying, I love shopping, but I don't like shopping when it's busy. I don't like shopping when I'm stressed. I like a really pleasurable experience. So it might put people off. I also buy a lot of my clothes in supermarkets because it's just easy. I'm there doing the food shop, you know, pick up something. So
the thing about clothes is ultimately, at face value, all you are doing is buying a piece of material that is going to cover your body so that you can leave the house legally, right? That is essentially what clothes shopping is.
Or keep you warm.
Or keep you warm. That's also relevant too.
Yeah.
But I think there's also like a degree about confidence that you need when you go clothes shopping, because I have really negative experiences where, you know, it's very difficult when you go to different shops, or as you get older, the shops you used to go, your body changes. So you don't really suit those shops anymore. You moved into a new shop, but you're not quite sure about going into that shop because that takes quite confidence. And you're not sure where everything is and what you like and what your style is. And I mean, I remember like, sorry, guys, this is not relevant for you, but I remember my hips, I'm very pear shaped and my hips blottomed. My waist went broop, and stayed tiny. And I just went from like having to completely change how I dressed, and I had no clue what to do. I went from a girl to a woman.
No one tells you, do they?
I had no idea, and I was completely overwhelmed by knowing where to start. And I had so many bad situations in fitting rooms where I would get stuck and feel so embarrassed and ashamed, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to ask for help, and then I just put off going shopping. Also, I think for a while I used spending, if I'm honest, and clothes shopping on my credit card as a way to feel better, and I got myself into trouble with some credit cards because I was spending to get that short-term fix to make me feel better, but they didn't really make me feel better. So for a long time I pushed out clothes shopping because I knew A, it was a trigger for me for financial reasons, and B, I knew it didn't make me feel good because it made me look in a mirror and really face the fact that I wasn't looking after myself. So for me, even now today, to go to a shop and go clothes shopping for myself to find something nice, I find it very difficult. And if I'm honest, I haven't probably done that on my own, you know, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Because I still struggle.
I think also, you know, I think a lot of people that are listening are probably feeling the same as well. And I think especially if you're like you and I have been used to going to the back of the rails for those numbers, you also don't know who you're meant to be when you've lost weight. You don't know where you're meant to go and what you're meant to do, because for a lot of my life, I bought clothes just because they fitted or they covered the areas I wanted covered. They weren't the clothes I wanted to wear. So when you have the ability to choose the clothes that you want to, it's quite intimidating, isn't it? And it's quite scary. Am I going to get it right? Or is this going to live up to my expectations of when I dreamed I was going to be a size 10 or a 12 or a 14, whatever your dream size was? I'm now in that. Oh my gosh, is this going to make me happy? So, you know, I'm a firm believer in your clothes should be an extension as you as a person, and they should do nothing but make you feel good. The moment clothes make me feel uncomfortable physically or mentally, they're going.
Right, enough of this like deep and meaningful. I want to see, I've not even actually seen your bedroom. There's some lovely photos of your wedding on the background there. Where's your wardrobe? Where's it?
Don't ask about wardrobes in this house. So I have an ottoman bed. So All my clothes that need to be hung up are in the ottoman bed, which we can't lift up.
Oh, so you can't see them?
No, which is no bad thing. I then have a built-in wardrobe on the landing where I can hang some things. But what I found, since I'm not going out to work like I used to, all my work clothes, I would say about 85% of my clothes are now in the loft, which is really sad because, you know, being in group, you know, I'd have 3-4 beautiful outfits a week. Couldn't be seen in the same outfit like more than once every 6 weeks as well, my members will tell you. All of those have like gone away. I wear a nice top for my Zoom groups, but apart from that, like, it's athleisure wear the rest of the way. Really? So I have quite a few items out. I'm going to move around. What are you wanting me to do? Show you my items?
Well, just like, see, I'm just, whilst you get your bits out, not bits Ray, out, that's wrong.
Not getting me bits out. That's another podcast, love.
Clothes. Right, I'm going to just hold up. I've got a pair of very boring black walking trousers, which I got secondhand actually for £8 on a little popular app. These are size 12, which I'm amazed at. They're a little bit tight. They do zip up and the button goes up, but I've decided that these walking trousers are a great barometer pair for me to kind of know when these feel a bit tight. I know that I really need to kind of pull myself back on plan, and I've actually only got £3.5 to my target, my new target, which we'll explain a separate time.
Because I didn't even know that. My gosh.
Yeah, I kind of threw that in there. I haven't explained that. I decided to revise my target.
Good.
By £6, so I've got less, £6 less to lose. But it will mean that, A, I'll get my 5.5 stone certificate. I will be actually in my healthy weight. And I think that for me, the £6 range is probably going to work better for me. So right now, I'm kind of at the top of where that target range would be. And these trousers tell me I fit, but I'm a little bit tight. So I've decided these are a part of my report card. These trousers really work for me.
Love that. So I picked out some things that make me smile.
Okay.
Some things that I can't wait to wear. So, would you believe there's a leopard print skirt in here? Now, I don't know if you remember this leopard print skirt. Can you see it? It's like a maxi leopard print skirt.
Oh, wow. I thought it was a top, but yes. I remember you wearing some funky trainers with that.
Yes. Now, this...
It's like a long skirt.
Yes. So I like that with like a trainer vibe and a nice t-shirt or like a jumper. So, but this is very important because this is what I wore to the Slimming World meeting when we got taken on and sponsored for the Slimming World podcast.
Ah.
This shirt just makes me enormously happy. It's from a local supermarket, but it just, I put this skirt on and I feel good. I get so many compliments about it. I just feel lovely in that skirt. And you know what? I've not worn it since, lockdown happened. But I think my plan is I'm going to wear this when I go back into my groups in real life, and hopefully it's going to be too big. That's my plan, my hope. But it just makes me feel happy. Like, I look at it, I feel it, and it's got good memories, and I feel fab in it.
Oh, I have a pair of jeans that I pulled out. So these are, what do you call them? High-waisted?
High-waisted, yeah.
They're quite tight around the ankles. But one of the things where I had a light bulb moment was I started going on... I didn't know what I wanted my new identity to be. I couldn't really visualise, like, well, who is my role model? What kind of style do I want to be? And I went on Pinterest and I was looking at jeans because I think that jeans are really difficult to find the right shape that matches your body. And I think that's the same whether you're a guy or a girl, really. You know, because quite often you want to buy kind of stretchy jeggings or something. But I wanted to find a pair of jeans that made me feel great, that really accentuated my curves, rather than kind of cut them off. And then I'm like halfway through the day, I'm like so bloated that I'm like undoing buttons in public. And so I saw this Pinterest board where it had women who were pear-shaped wearing high-waisted jeans. And I bought this pair, and at the time, I couldn't actually do them all the way up. And so I bought them about 3 or 4 years ago, and now I can, I don't actually even have to undo the buttons when I go to the toilet.
They're probably too big now, aren't they, Claire?
Pull them down. No, they kind of stretch over the right places, but it was... These pair of jeans kind of made me feel I started to understand and accept the shape of my body and start to dress for it. So they're not like my ultimate favourite pair of jeans, but they're a reminder of the journey, I suppose, of discovery that I've been on.
You feel confident in them?
Yeah, I feel good. You know what? They kind of really make my bum stand out. And
you've got like a Kim Kardashian bum.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny, isn't it? Because I get really paranoid about my bum and my hips are where my weight kind of holds and my thighs. They're the bigger parts of me.
Yeah.
And I feel very paranoid. But everybody who ever gives me compliments says, wow, your bum is amazing.
I kill for your bum.
So part of me wearing these jeans is that actually it really kind of says, hey, I've got an awesome bum. And it takes that confidence, I come back to that word, to kind of wear these to kind of say, I've got a big bum and I'm okay with you seeing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I think it's that coming to peace with the bit that you hate actually is a really good part of you. Yeah, I like that. I bought this because I just saw it and it made me smile. Can you see it? It's a red dress with black hearts. And I bought this for group because for me, I feel as a consultant, like I want to look as brilliant as I possibly can every time I walk into group because, you know, you're stood there in front of, you know, in some of my groups, very, very busy groups, you want people to A, think, you know, you're dressed the part, but B, you know, you want to inspire people with your weight loss and stuff. So this, I saw this dress online and it just made me smile. Has it still got this tags in? No, the tags are out. I've never had a chance to wear it. But it does everything I want it to do. It's short because my legs are my best feature, not my gob, sadly. But it covers the bits I don't necessarily want to show, like my tummy. But it's just happy. It's smiley. It's flattering. It's age appropriate because I'm not 21 anymore. And it's another one that's literally not had a chance to get out of the house yet. So I'm very excited, which will probably be next year now because this is more of a winter dress to actually wear that in reality. So, yeah, but do you see what I mean? It's like a happy dress, isn't it?
It's a very Anna Mangan dress. It's bright, you know, the little hearts are just, cute. They're so, I could really see you wearing that. And, you know, it's really interesting because I think often as members, we don't always appreciate, like, what that, the pressure and those thoughts that perhaps you have as consultants. Because, you know, we have to be honest, when we join as members, bit like if you go to a nail salon and you're looking at the person who's doing your nails, you're like, if they haven't got great nails, why am I letting them do mine? There is a part where I think we all have to hold our hands up and judge and say, maybe we do look at our consultant and say, well, they've got a few pounds to lose. How are they going to tell me how to lose weight? Or, geez, what, you know, like we're doing that without thinking. You're like, but I think what I'm learning, I think by listening to this podcast is understanding more about seeing our consultants as fellow humans.
Slimmers. Yeah. Because and actually, we're all, as the male consultants, we've either been on a journey, still on a journey, maybe need another journey, are struggling. And I think it is a massive pressure from our point of view about how we feel about ourselves. That's why, like, you know, my members will say to me, Anna, you're so to make up on Zoom. And I'm like, yeah, because that makes me feel good. And if I feel good, I'm a better consultant. Right, what's up next?
So I actually decided a couple of years ago to lay out my wardrobe colour ordered.
Oh, yeah.
So it, from left to right, it goes like through the rainbow and it ends in black and jackets. Because like, it's one of the ways I could kind of see which colours in my wardrobe I was missing, right?
Yeah.
So the blue dress that I was talking about that, nice. You know, it doesn't quite cover my bum. It needs leggings. But this is the blue dress that I wore. It's actually a size 10 I've just seen. And I wore it even though I was at my biggest because it kind of stretched. It's got a lining. I was amazed that under the armpits didn't rip. Yeah. And it kind of didn't really hide my big arms. Felt very conscious. But it helped, kind of meant that I would wear something other than black and I could go with leggings.
Dress.
But now, yeah, I have to wear a belt and it's really quite loose, maybe because I've stretched it over the years. But the other dress I got, which is in the blue section, is one that we both have good memories of. And we shared early on. So if you're kind of new to the podcast, you won't know about this. But very early on in the podcast, I said that I was going to see the Spice Girls and I wanted to wear a Union Jack Jerry dress, right? And so I've kept this dress. Like, I'm never really going to wear it again. But I remember being excited because it was the first time I bought a small size dress. And I wore it in group to weigh in. I can't remember now whether like I got an award or I'd lost weight or something.
Yeah, you got an award. I got a picture of you in the Way Lady.
Yeah, but, you know, it was like a really nice moment. So I kind of kept this because it's quite a clingy, stretchy kind of dress.
Quite. It's like Lycra, guys. If you could see this now, it's like spray on.
It was very, you know, again, I had to feel quite confident, I think, in wearing this because it clings to all like the
lumps hiding
and
in
the
that.
Bits and the curves. Yeah. But I don't feel like I want to throw this out.
Oh, no,
really.
You've got to keep that.
Because it was just such a lovely moment to be able to kind of, you know, quite often we will have like that dress or something that we've kind of got hanging up and we're working towards for so many months. And I think I had this for about maybe 4 or 5 months of just hanging it in my bedroom.
It was quite a while, wasn't it? Yeah.
and then to finally wear it is just such a great feeling.
Yeah, like I've done it. I love that feeling. Well, I've got something up next. It's, can you see this? It's a really long, I love a jumpsuit. I really do. But I found when I had Daisy, and I'm sure a lot of women can identify with this, you've had babies, I was like, I'd lost a phenomenal amount of weight after I had her. I lost 30 pounds very, very quickly after I had Daisy, but I didn't quite know who I was. I was like, I'm a mum now. What does that mean? And, you know, I've got to work and, you know, I've got to run around. And I was really struggling with the little dresses I used to wear. And this jumpsuit has really made me feel good. I felt a bit sassy. I felt a little bit like strong, like I was working, I was running the house, I was keeping my kid alive, you know, it was all together. And it's very stretchy material, but it just felt good. So you can't see it, guys, but it's black and white and blue, kind of, I don't know. What does that look like? Print, I don't know what print it is. It's not quite animal print, maybe like a paint box vomited. Is a good way to...
I mean, someone's kind of like, it's like a free flow artist painted brush effect with black, grey and white. It's beautiful.
It's ripped, but you know what? This was like a turning point for me, because this was like the progression of Anna. Like, you know, you've gone from being this, you know, person that's body had not been through the mill health-wise and also having a child. And this was like a new phase of me. And I remember wearing this to group. And I walked in and my social team were like, wow. And I was like, what's wrong? And they were like, you look so confident in that. And I just have really good memories. So another one, I can't wait to get out and wear when I get into the real world and come out of hoodies and joggers. Really, really can't. This to me signifies my girlfriends. So this is a top, just a black t-shirt, but some very pimped up arms. It's got a like netted arm. And this just is like girlfriends going out for lunch, just, you know, chilled. I've got really good memories of just being with my friends. And I can't wait to see them again. You know what I mean? So yeah, I like things in my wardrobe to just make me smile. I don't have any negativity in my wardrobe anymore.
Ah, see, it's really nice, isn't it? Because I think right now, so many of us, if we have been working really hard at our weight loss, we haven't had those special occasions to kind of dress up for. Or also, I think it's quite easy, even in normal times, just to get stuck in a rut, you know, where you wear things, you put them in the dirty wash pile, you wash them, you then don't hang them up, you put them on the floor in the clean pile, you wear them again, and then they go in the dirty pile, and they move between those four little sections, right? This hopefully will mean that if you're listening to this, that you can just go and have a look at your wardrobe through new eyes right now. What does that wardrobe say about you? Who you are? Do you agree that's really who you are now? Or is it who you used to be? Are there a couple of items that you could go or you can do some research for now, whether it be Pinterest, whether it be Instagram or something like that, so that when the shops start to open, you know what kind of pieces you want. Maybe start designing some of the outfits the first time you see your friends, your family, the first time you go to a cafe or a pub or something. Wear those outfits at home. Like, I was watching an interior design program on Netflix the other day, and I binged watched like 8 episodes because I was really tired. I was like, I didn't even press the are you still there yet?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I didn't need to. That didn't come up. I was just
there, love.
So exhausted. So I just watched this interior design. And afterwards, I was like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to put a fabulous outfit on. And Matt was like, what are you doing? It's like 7 p.m. And the next day I was like, that's it. I'm putting the colour. I got the orange top. I got the maroon trousers. I got the pink socks. I got the pink and gold brogues. And I was like, enough of wearing pyjamas, waterproof trousers and North Face jackets. I'm sick of it. I've got to start using this part of my beautiful wardrobe because finally, after all these years of working so hard, I like my body. I am a healthy weight. And I would like to dress like the person I am now than the slob that I used to be, if I'm honest.
And she's going out to buy new knickers.
Oh, you know, I actually can't wait. I mean, I mean, Matt says that he still wants to marry me. And to be honest, if I was him, I'd be like, well, I will, but I think you need to sort your pants out, love.
But the thing is, I'll think about knickers, right? And maybe this is a great place to end this podcast. Knickers need to serve a purpose for when you're wearing them. And for me, my everyday knickers are all about comfort. They're not about sex appeal. They're about holding it in, keeping it safe, and letting me get on with my day. You know what I mean? There are knickers to look sexy in that you really couldn't walk around the supermarket in.
I think also a telling tale is that if I go through my knicker drawer, like right now, it's like right here, right next to me. If I cannot read the labels...
It's telling you they're time to go.
I think that's possibly the marker for this.
Yeah.
We would actually really like you guys to share some of your knickers, your wins, your photos of not knickers, hopefully. That was unfortunate timing that I kind of did that plug, wasn't it? Here's a breathing moment for 1 second. We would love to hear from you. If you've got great before and after pictures of your great clothes, send us a picture of you feeling sexy and fine in your new outfits, hopefully not your underwear. I will also share on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. I took a picture, which was a few years ago when I was a trainer at the BBC. And at the start of my contract, I just joined Slimming World with you, Anna. And then a year later, I'd lost 4 stone. And I worked for the same team. And basically, the team said to me, we had to wear a red T-shirt when we walked around the office doing the training. Double XL to start with. And by the time I finished a year later, they'd given me a small size T-shirt of the same T-shirt. So I took a photo a couple of years ago of these two red T-shirts next to each other. And the difference is like, whoa, like it was insane. So we'll share that on our Instagram. And what are you going to wear? Like, are you going to just stay in this for the rest of the day? Or are you feeling now like you might put something else to welcome Phil and Daisy home later?
No.
All right.
No. No, do you know what it's made me think? It's made me think about, for my groups this week, I'm going to get dressed as if I was in a group. Not just wear a smart top.
Maybe we should all say, right, as our virtual groups, why not just do, like, as consultants, do like a themed dress-up event where everybody wears their party outfit, even if your group is at Saturday, 8 a.m. That would be hilarious.
Do you know, my Saturday groups, we only have one rule now. Please don't come naked. That's the only rule we've got in my Zooms. Like, if you're coming from your bed, just make sure you've got some clothes on. So, yeah, maybe we'll take it one step further. And actually, I think it's really nice because we can become quite lazy. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is, like, actually really making an effort, because an effort in my clothes, an effort in my hair and my makeup makes me feel better.
You know, it's really funny that you say that, because there's a lady in my virtual group called Joan, and she's the oldest of the group, but she's always the funniest and the wittiest. And we have a real laugh because she hates all the technology and she can't get her head around the app and the website. But when we first started doing Zoom, she was always in her bed, and she was like, well, I don't really see the point in getting up. And, you know, my husband said, well, you don't need to. So I didn't bother. But now she's always up. She's got clothes on and she's in the kitchen.
Oh,
and it's
like,
you know, thanks for making the effort, Joan. But it's really funny how you get to know people in a very different way doing the virtual groups.
Yeah, I'm going to miss people's kitchens. I'm going to miss the domestics. I'm going to miss all the great things that we get to see, like a sitcom unraveling. It's brilliant.
Next week, we're talking listeners' questions, by the way. Yeah, we've got some really good ones. So we're going to continue on Zoom at the moment. Normal, you know, service will resume, hopefully, in months to come as lockdown eases. But we'll be back on Zoom. You can always get in contact with us. We're slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We're on email, or we're on the Instagram as well. So have a great week. Enjoy exploring your wardrobes and get some colour on and some leopard print.
She's off to buy some knickers.
I am.